Special K with news. You positively, absolutely cannot use Special K.
You better believe it.
Hey, big shout out. Can we give a big shout out right quick?
Yeah, let's go.
Big shout out to Pastor Creflo Dollar, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Man, thank you. Man, shout out to everybody at Pastor Creflo Dollar Church, man. Came out and did helped us out
Friday.
With the script Friday.
On Friday, he was...
played a funeral director on our sitcom, the show that Special K, a script that Special K wrote, that which was hilarious.
What? And also, shout out to Benji Brown, man.
Absolutely, man. Benji Brown came and killed it.
Comedian Benji Brown, yeah.
Awesome. Kiki, so everybody, you know, doing their characters and stuff, but Creflo Dollar would definitely make a good, great funeral director if he decided to stop preaching. Shout out to Pastor Creflo Dollar. Kay, what you got?
He definitely has a career in acting. All right, what we got is the news you absolutely positively cannot use today, sponsored by RiddleMeThis.com. I haven't been there in a while, but I saw a good one yesterday. What's the difference between Gary with the T and a bag of marshmallows?
What?
One is really soft and gets poked a lot in the sack, and the other one is a bag of marshmallows.
I'm not laughing,
you know,
Gary.
You pick up marshmallows, you got to poke them to make sure they...
Poke them to make sure they what?
Soft.
Whatever.
Oh, but baby, I'm going to just let you do it.
Gary,
you going to let him have it.
I'm going to just let him go ahead on and have it. Honey. They look like a damn peppermint, but that's okay.
I didn't feel like ironing this morning. All right, let's get into the news, man. We are calling out the prayer warriors, as Gary likes to say, for an incident that took place during a location shoot for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta last Thursday. When apparently two full-grown Rottweilers chained to a cameraman's pickup truck somehow broke loose and attacked Lil Scrappy's mom, who's affectionately known as Mama D. Funeral services for the dogs will be held on this Friday. The animal control officer on site.
The animals are dead?
Yeah, they said. The animal control officer who was on site said they never had a chance once Mama D got a hold of them. They're calling out Peter. Said they never had a chance, but he did say that they went quickly.
I can't stand
they didn't suffer. Apparently, they didn't suffer.
So wait a minute. So the pit bulls, they broke loose.
They broke loose and attacked Mama D. And
what happened?
They said the funeral service is going to be held on Friday because the animal control officer on site said that once Mama D got a hold of them, they never had a chance. So probably should have went after Carly Red or somebody. I don't know. Let's go into...
And in that order.
Let's go into the Cleveland police, man. Cleveland police are saying that they have received a strange call on Friday from a local pawn shop from a man saying that he has all 8 of hero Charles Ramsey's missing teeth. Now, the caller says that the teeth have been treated well and they've been held in a secret location and that he is willing to release them unharmed.
Come on, man. This man is a hero.
He's willing to release them unharmed in exchange for $5,000 or a fairly well-kept Dodge Charger or Chevy Impala. So... I guess there'll be more on that as it goes on. And finally, man, some good news about actress Gabby Sidibe. I get a lot of heat about, you know, poking fun at her and stuff like that. Finally, some good news, man, because everybody I know says that she's a very sweet lady and that she has a really generous, giving personality. And this was shown. There's a report that she was at a Popeye's Chicken and a van load of obviously poor kids on a field trip came in. She was at the counter when they came in and saw that they didn't have much money. And she ordered 5 family buckets of chicken, 6 gallons of sweet tea, and 15 sweet potato pies. And then without hesitation, looked at the kids and said, okay, now what do y'all want?
You know what? I'm leaving today.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.